The topic of the lesson is the law of love in the system of Adam HaRishon, selected excerpts from the sources.
Nothing to say. Let's see what it is.
Yes. So, excerpt number one. The correction of the system of Adam HaRishon. There is indeed only one soul in the world. As it is written, and breathed into his nostrils the breath or soul of life. That same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam HaRishon. Since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things. Rather, saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. In other words, first, the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul. And by the force of the Torah and the mitzvah commandment, the body is cleansed. And to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines in him, on him.
Yes. Well, if there aren't any questions, we'll just keep going.
Can you explain why this topic, why we're studying it now?
This is the most important thing, actually, most important topic, the law of love in the system of Adam Rishon, meaning the force of connection that connects all the parts together, that we reach revelation of the Creator in us. There's nothing more important. Like when we study and test how all the little parts correct themselves, right? But it's like some sort of mechanics. We can't integrate in them yet and perform those actions while I'm reading tests, that I myself am actually performing these actions of connection. Let's say what we learned now, as much as reflected light, direct light, in my desire, what's revealed in there, I can't say it. But here we are speaking about a group action that we can actually still depict on our degrees, that we're advancing, we can. I think that these sentences are very important, these excerpts. Bala Sulam explains about the general soul, the common soul.
So the law that we're learning about now, we have to implement it in the tens between us?
We have to take it into account that we're in it and it's constantly working in us. There's no more than one soul in the world, and that soul is in all the children of Israel, meaning everyone who is yearning to reach with a mutual connection through everybody to the Creator. And this soul works in everyone in a wholeness, just like in Adam Rishon, a whole system, because the spiritual cannot be sliced or separated, which is as the corporeal. Spirituality is something whole and complete. That's why in each and every one of us, we can feel and attain the entire soul, each one of us, as the whole Adam Rishon, that he is the whole of creation. But what he said, that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls, as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person, meaning that our will to receive divides the general soul into many parts and many little lights in each and every part. First, the body prevents the shining of the soul from it, that the force rejects the light that won't go in it. And by the force of Torah and Mitzvah, that we perform the corrections, the body is cleansed. And meaning on every desire, we acquire an intention to bestow. To the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines on him. So, in according to the equivalence between the corrected desire in order to bestow and the light working in order to bestow, the light can clothe inside the desire. That's what I can say.
Barur.
Clear?
Merkaz echad.
Merkaz one, center one.
What characterizes the cleansing of the body?
The extent of the masach, the screen that it acquires. Gilad, keep, 35, please.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. My question is this. If the soul is not divided in the children of Israel, what does divide?
Nothing is divided. Spirituality is something whole. Just us in our perception, we feel parts and parts until it's revealed as something whole. Only in our perception. We think everything is divided, just like it seems to us that we're in this world and not in a spiritual world, but there's all perfection, wholeness. The Creator created nothing but that perfection, and that's what exists. But for us to add our work, to understand more, to feel more, then there's a concealment in order to awaken us, to scrutinize these things of where we are. But to begin with, there is one soul that is full of the Creator and is in a complete full coupling with Him. Mach 2.
Good morning,
Rav. It says that in each one of Israel there is the complete soul. Isn't it complete in other people?
What are you calling Israel? So where is the soul? If a person doesn't yearn for it, if it doesn't do anything, if he doesn't receive an order to bestow, so what soul does he have? We are only speaking towards a person attaining. Only towards a person attaining. That's why he who yearns and wants to attain, to the extent that he attains, he has a part of the Creator called a soul. That's called a divine part from above. And if he doesn't yearn, so there's no tendency towards the Creator. He's not called Yeshalkel Israel. And then according to that, he doesn't have a soul.
Wait, but each one has a point in the heart.
But for now, he didn't implement that point in the heart yet. That's why he doesn't have a soul yet. We're only speaking towards a person attaining, towards that person's attainment. It has nothing to do with beasts you see in this world, 8 billion beasts. That you divide them into these and those humans. We're not speaking about that. We're speaking about a desire that yearns to bring itself to identify with the Creator or not. What are you suddenly going down into spirit, into corporeality? What are you asking me? What's happening with Indians, Russians, Americans, French, everybody? So the same Jews here in Israel, they're beasts too. It's written, everyone were as beasts until from the beast doesn't come out the degree of Adam, of man. And what Adam comes from the word similar, that he wants to resemble the Creator. To that extent, it's called that out of the beast grows a man. That's it. Ita 3.
Buongiorno, Rav. Considerando il nostro stato, possiamo davvero...
Good morning, Rav. Taking consideration our states, can we receive...
Lo avanti.
I don't understand.
Repeat, please.
Repeat, please.
Considering our current state, can we really reach to receive in order to bestow?
Everything will be opened before us and we can reach the state of Gmar Tikkun, which is receiving in order to bestow all the lights of Ein Sof. Gilad.
Excerpt number 2. After the sin of Adam HaRishon, the created beings are regarded as broken and dead vessels. That is, their vessels are only in self-reception, separated from the life of lives. There is only a spark in them from the Shemot, the recollections of reflected light that remained and descended in order to sustain the vessels so that through it they would be able to rise from for the revival of the dead. That spark is a spark of Kedusha, holiness, and is a residue of the reflected light. We must raise it, meaning receive it, in order to bestow, which is called raising, meaning raising man. By this, a screen and of youth, coarseness, are made, on which comes the filling, when the reflected light fills the vessels to an extent that will clothe the lights.
Shilot.
Questions.
Rav, can you explain it? It's a little...
Read it again. The created beings, after the sin of Adam Rishon, they are regarded as broken and dead vessels. That is, their kelim, their vessels, are only in self-reception, separated from the life of lives, the Creator. There is only a spark in them from the reshimot of reflected light that remained and descended in order to sustain the vessels so that through it they can be able to rise for the revival of the dead. Meaning that the vessels that were receiving by the upper light, they get an intention to bestow, that's called that they resemble the Creator and are resurrected. Because first they were dead, meaning they couldn't receive the light, and now they can receive the light. So it's called the revival of the dead. That spark is a spark of holiness. What does it mean, holiness? Kedusha of bestowal. And it is a residue of the reflected light. We must raise it, meaning receive it in order to bestow, which is called raising, meaning raising man. That we ask, the spark is only enough for us to ask from the Creator to give us forces of bestowal. By this, a masach, a screen, an avyut, thickness or coarseness, are made, on which comes the filling, when the ochozer, the reflected light, fills the vessels to the extent that will clothe the lights. So, that's how we begin. Briefly, the spark in us, we have to try and extract a prayer from it, raise a prayer. And from the prayer, we get an addition of coarseness, the force of the 10. Let's just be more sensitive to our spark, to what the Creator gave us, the yearning to Him.
PT9.
From the excerpts we read, there's a description of a system. Where is there a law here, and how does it obligate me?
Yeah, so what's the question? Obviously, there's a law, and it obligates us. We are in a system of laws, and it works on us and obligates us whether we want it or not. We work according to laws now too. You're sitting here and asking and breathing, and afterwards you're going to go do your work and all kinds of things. It's all the system forcing you. Just the system wants you to participate in it, not according to the way it's forcing you, that you don't even feel that you're being forced. It wants you to integrate in the system from your own desire, that you will want to ask the Creator to escort you, to pull you, and bring you to the corrected state. How does a law and a desire come together, Rav? There's a law, whether you want it or not. You keep it, and there's a desire that if you activate it correctly on your behalf, you see that you're actually keeping this law. And before that, you didn't have the desire to keep this law. You couldn't see it, and now you want to see it. So you're doing it. And it turns out that you were always a righteous, you were always adhered to the Creator, and nothing, there is no cruel one in the king's palace. But before, you weren't aware of it. You never felt it. And now you do see it's that, and I've tasted what I had.
So our task is to reveal this law of love?
Of course, because if before it was corruptions, real corruptions, so what could you say about the Creator that He made those corruptions? He supposedly made corruptions. That's called a concealment. So you, through the concealment, will want to come with your own desire to the full state that you're already there. And to begin with, there's nothing shattered. Clear? So when you hear this, I hope that today you won't cry. Latin 5.
Rab, dice usted, solo a través de la plegaria se produce el masaje. ¿Puede explicar un poco más?
You say that we can create a screen only through the prayer. Can you explain, elaborate on that, please?
We can stabilize a masach, pull forces of corrections only from our request, because the Creator is the source of good, the source of the forces. That's why I have to turn to Him. I have to, in order to receive these forces of bestowal. I have no choice. And that's how we advance. And the main thing, again, it all depends on the connection between us and prayer from the Ten. And we're in that perfection. We just have to reveal it. We have to discover it. That's why all we need is to correct our vessels, to lower them, to remove the concealment. Okay?
Tel Aviv 4.
Good morning, friends. Rav, it says that there are 600,000 souls in sparks of souls. Is a soul a development of that spark in accordance to the yearning of the created being to the Creator?
No, the spark is a part, the soul is the soul.
What's the difference between them?
I don't know. We didn't read about it here. The spark is the force of reflected light that was in the vessel and disappeared. The light entirely disappeared, and only the spark was left.
What's the difference between sparks and souls and sparks of souls?
There are souls, and there are sparks of souls. So what? There, it's different parts. That's what he's calling them.
PT 31. To be similar to the Creator, how does a person learn every moment from the Creator? Learns what to do, how to be similar to Him?
Through the ten. If not from the ten, you won't have a mind and heart to grab the Creator, to absorb Him, to receive Him, to format Him, to somewhat digest Him. You won't be able to. You will first need to integrate in the ten, then through the ten you can clothe on the Creator.
So how do we process information that comes from the ten correctly?
That you have to pray, ask, talk to the friends. I can't say it. Those are your efforts. PT 18.
Rachamim, תפעיל את המיקרופון. Rachamim.
Rachamim, switch on the microphone.
שמעתי אותך אומר.
I heard you say, only toward the attaining individual. So who is the attaining individual?
Whoever attains is called the person attaining to the extent of his equivalence of form with the upper force of bestowal. PT
35.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. What's the difference between the created beings and the emanated beings in relation to the spark of holiness?
The created beings, the emanated beings, it's all different degrees on the worlds of Asiya, Yetzirah, Briyah, Natsilut. That's why they are called in different names. Na'asim is from the world of Na'asim is from Asiya. From the world of Yetzirah, it's Notzarim. From Briyah, it's Nivraim, and so on. It's not important. It's different degrees of the same will to receive that resembles the will to bestow of the Creator more and more.
But how do they connect to the spark of holiness?
That's by developing the spark of holiness in them. Everything starts from the spark.
PT 20.
PT 20.
It's written that the spark is from the influence of the reflected light. But who raised this reflected light that now appears in me? That now the point in the heart appears in me.
That was before the shattering on behalf of the Creator. The Creator created Adam Rishon, the first man, created him circumcised, meaning that the will to receive in order to receive wasn't revealed in him yet, but everything was covered in order to bestow. And then that spark that remains from that state could be in each and every one and be revealed in each and every one. And by using it, a person can reach the complete adhesion with the Creator.
But the reflected light, who reflected that light?
I told you it was called like that. That's how it was from the beginning of creation.
Kiev 1.
Dear Rav, what he writes here, how can we raise such a man through the ten, as a result of which we'll have a screen and coarseness?
Without the ten, we don't raise man at all. Man can only be from a whole vessel that... Let's say a whole shattered vessel, that it feels the shattering because it wants to be whole. We want to connect to the 10, 5, 6, no matter how much we are, but we want to connect and we can't. That deficiency is what we need to raise. That's called man. That's it. Without that, the Creator won't answer, won't turn to us, won't correct us.
Spain 1.
Querido Raf, una persona que se
esfuerza, a person who exerts a connection in a ten, How does it feel, the common soul?
When he makes efforts, but whether he feels it or not, that's something else. If he makes efforts, it can be a little kid making efforts. A person that just comes to study makes efforts, but feeling, that's a matter of attainment already. It's as much as the Creator through the ten brings him an answer for raising the man.
Read 3.
Excerpt number 3. A king wanted to send a large number of gold coins to his son overseas, but all of his countrymen were thieves and swindlers, and he did not have one loyal messenger. What did he do? He broke all the coins into pennies and sent them through many messengers so that the joy of stealing would not be worth blemishing the glory of the kingship. In this way, through an order of times in many souls, it is possible through the illuminations of days to scrutinize all the holy sparks that were robbed by the shells, klipot, due to the sin of the tree of knowledge. The meaning of many souls is division into inner lights, and many days means division into outer lights. And each penny accumulates into the amount of great light with which Adam HaRishon sinned, and then will be the end of correction.
Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Our question is, how can this allegory of the king wanting to send a large number of gold coins to his son overseas in pieces, how can it be applied to our intermingling and common yearning as humanity towards the Creator?
We, day to day, want to scrutinize ourselves towards the upper light, to bring ourselves closer to the friends, to build a kli where we can scrutinize our attitude towards the Creator more and more. And by this, we reach a state that we start revealing the Creator a bit more and a bit more. Revelation of the Creator in us from Nefesh, Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida of Nefesh, and more and more of Ruach and more of Neshama. All these lights that we gradually reveal, meaning according to our tendency towards the light, towards the host, towards the Creator, that's called penny by penny that we gather. And in this way we advance. That's our work.
Yeah. Rav, all these thieves and swindlers he's talking about, are they inside the ten?
It's in each and every one of us. There's nothing, no thieves outside of us, no thieves and swindlers, only in me. That's how I need to recognize it, because he who flaws does it in his own flaws. If I see anything except for the Creator, that just points to my corruption, that there's vessels which are shattered and they're before me or around me. And so on. It's because I am still shattered.
One last question, please. In our dissemination, does every single effort count as a penny added to a penny? Even if you're not seen on the screens and you're behind the scenes and you're working towards dissemination, does it also count?
Lo rohim et ha'chaverim she'nimtzayim me'achorei ha'masachim ve'modim avor hafatza, im ze gam nechshav? Again.
Yes. That is also every little penny accumulates to a great sum. Yes. Safon 2, North 2.
This state of the end of correction, what comes after it?
Afterwards, there's no after. If it's Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction, if it's corrected, it's corrected. We can't understand what could be after. When you reach the state where you correct your vessel, then you'll understand what could be after the correction of the vessel and not before it. You have no mind or feeling for it, not to even start grasping these things. Latin 2.
Rab, ¿por qué si no hay crueles en el Palacio del Rey nos cuesta tanto entender esa verdad?
Why, if there are no cruel ones in the king's palace, why is it so difficult to grasp this truth?
Because they don't want to bring that cruel one into the king's palace, which is you. And there is no cruel one in the king's palace, meaning they don't let someone into the palace who could be a thief, a cruel one. And that's it. That's our work, to bring ourselves to such a preparation that will let us into the king's palace. And there's a lot of degrees, and each and every degree, whoever can come, and they let him ascend more and more. For now, they don't let us in, even in the main, like, general entrance. We can't be... We can't keep the smallest condition for beginners in the king's palace. Yeah, we need to add exertion.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Does each friend have his own unique way of bestowal, or is bestowal the same for everyone?
No, each one has something different from the others, otherwise he wouldn't be counted as existing, as a created being. Just as the Parzufim aren't equal, so are the souls not equal, and so on. Okay. Where do we have, where are we? Four.
Dikru?
Ken.
Keta mispar arba.
Exit number 4. One who repents from love is rewarded with complete adhesion, meaning the highest degree. And one who is ready for sins is in the netherworld. These are the farthest 2 points in this entire reality. It would seem that we should be meticulous with the word repentance, which should have been called wholeness, except it is to show that everything is preordained and each and every soul is already established in all its light, goodness, and eternity. But for the bread of shame, the soul went out in restrictions until it clothed in the murky body, and only through it does it return to its root prior to the restriction, with its reward in its hand from all the terrible move it had made. The overall reward is the real adhesion, meaning that she, the soul, got rid of the bread of shame, because her vessel of reception has become a vessel of bestowal, and her form is equal to her maker.
Well, and number 5.
Exit number 5. You lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed, and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul, and join them into a single body. In that complete body, the Creator will instill His Shekhinah, divinity, incessantly, and the fountain of intelligence and high streams of light will be as a never-ending fountain. Each place on which you cast your eye will be blessed, and all will be blessed because of you, for they will bless you constantly.
Info.
Yeah, this morning we'll begin with a report from the Congress Preparation Team, Barak. Hello, dear friends. We've got 3 days to the Congress, 3 days of preparation. Until today, we worked mainly on unity from now on, on quality from now on. We will work on quantity too. So we want to make sure two things. One is that we awaken all the friends in the tent to come to all the morning lessons until the Congress. To come to every morning lesson until the Congress. Number two, in the Congress preparation team, we recommend each tent to get organized internally so that all the friends will be able to participate in all the events of the Congress without any disturbances. We know that sometimes we got ready and made efforts for several weeks in preparing for the Congress, and all of a sudden several friends in the tent have disturbances. So we want to try to make everything to put everything in order at home and at work so that everyone can be at the Congress and can focus on the connection between us. We want to be a complete tent at the Congress. Thank you, friends, and good luck. We have another gift from the team that chooses tasks from the lesson. Everyone will get it after the lesson on WhatsApp. We'll just say it. The task for today is to check in all the writings of Baal HaSulam and Rabash, what they wrote about the midline. We do a simple summary with references, and that way we'll begin to become included with what the Kabbalists wrote. You're invited to send a special excerpt that you find to boardworldkli@gmail.com. Today the broadcast will be from 10 a.m. Norma with Rav, and from 10:30 to 11:30 the writings meeting. You're invited to connect, and we'll continue to a song. Écoute notre prière qui n'a pas besoin de mots.
חסד.